Middle District of Florida U.S. Attorney Lee Bentley spoke to reporters just days after the tragedy, saying he wants the death threats to Muslims and mosques to stop.
Assistant Special Agent in Charge Ron Hopper commented about the threats that have been made to members of the Muslim community. Making these threats is not only wrong, in most cases, making these threats is illegal. Stop it. Any threats like this detract from what we're doing in law enforcement.
Echoing those sentiments is Rashi Mubarak, who says this is a time for everyone to be united, not separated. She's with Florida's Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, in Orlando, who spoke to a crowd during a recent vigil.
This right here is a unity message. It's a powerful message that we will not allow fear and hate to divide us.
That message is something Florida's Muslim community is hoping will reach their fellow Americans, but some say comments from Donald Trump haven't helped. Lately, the Republican presumptive presidential nominee has accused American Muslims of not reporting extremist threats, which federal officials say is not true. And he's also renewed his call for what he says is a temporary ban of Muslims from entering the U.S., though the Orlando shooter Omar Mateen was born in America.
I called for a ban after San Bernardino and was met with great scorn and anger. But now, many are saying that I was right to do so.
When we look at Donald Trump, we see him as extreme as ISIS.
That's Ahmed Rashidi, the vice president of the Islamic Center of Tallahassee, speaking at a peace rally he helped organize with other faiths after the San Bernardino attacks in December.
What ISIS is trying to do is divide us from within, divide the country, divide our unity, make us suspicious of each other. And that's what ISIS is doing. If you look at what Trump is doing, it's not so much different.
But Tallahassee Imam Amro Abdallah says he believes there are many people who are well-educated on Islam and don't share Trump's sentiments. He adds when he first heard of Orlando's mass shooting, he was heartbroken. And Abdallah says there's one thing that unites everyone about the tragedy.
My first thought about what happened in Orlando before knowing who did it is that this is a crime. A criminal committed a crime against innocent people who did nothing to him. After I have discovered that the one who did so is a Muslim, still it is the same. A criminal committed a crime.
And Orlando Imam Muhammad Musri echoed those sentiments on WMFE's Friends Talking Faith program.
I was in tears because the worst nightmare has happened. And we couldn't, I couldn't wrap my head around that right here in my city, in Orlando, this many people lost their lives.
Musri says it's also important those who see to condemn all Muslims should look at the facts. He adds of the thousands of mass shootings that have occurred since the September 11th attacks, less than 1% of the attackers were Muslim.
The majority were done by people who are mainstream, white, Christian, and the religion is not dragged in the mud because people understand that Christianity is not responsible for the action of a person who lost their mind. But when it comes to Islam, nobody wants to blame the killer. They want to blame the religion and blame, you know, all its adherents. And when they do that, they are really perpetrating this myth that Islam alone has this, evil gene, and we need to correct that.
In addition to being skeptical at Mateen's possible terrorist group connections, Musri also says he's not sure the Orlando shooter was even a practicing Muslim. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.